It is good to be here this morning and try my best to bring you a message from the Word of the Lord. And all right, you that got your Bibles, I want you to stay with me. Don't take what I say. You read it for yourself. You know I'm telling you the truth. I searched all week and hunted, read, and nothing meant nothing to me. And I was up for about 11 o'clock last night, and anything I read didn't mean nothing. But this morning when I got up, Reggie got my Bible, well, I went right straight to where I was supposed to read. Amen. Lord knows what we stand in need of this morning. I don't know what you need this morning, but you listen to me and I'll try my best to point you in the right direction. Now, I don't know your heart. I don't intend to try to know your heart. My duty is to point you to Christ. Try to get you ready to make the crossing the best that I can. So, saying that, to say this, I don't care if you've been saved for 40 years. If you feel like a need to come to the altar and pray, you break out and come. If you've never been saved, come to Jesus while you've got time and opportunity. There is coming a day that you will have time, and I'm going to try to lead us into that direction today. So, whenever you feel the Lord, the Bible said this. I mean, you might want the Lord in your life real bad. And you're waiting for Him to draw you. You might be looking for something that's not there. The Bible said this. All that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast them out.
That's right.
And I can read that to you. But we're going on into some more scripture. Matthew, the 16th chapter. And we're going to start about the 24th verse. You have your Bibles where you stern with us. I read with us. And that may be all I do this morning, and just read to you. But if you feel like moving for God, I don't care what it is. You might need to sing a song while I'm preaching. That'll be all right. As long as the Lord's in arrangement.
That's right.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in his glory, with his glory of his Father, with his angels. And when he shall reward every man according to his works, verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in His glory. Now, He's trying our best to get us ready. He endured the cross. He carried His cross. It was not a wooden cross. The whole government, the whole world was laid upon his shoulders. And he carried the responsibility of man. I clung to the cross. So then he don't expect you or me to go around carrying some big wood, bearing our cross. But we come repenting of our sins. Confessing Him, taking up our cross, in enduring affliction, taking whatever comes, and walk with Him all the way down to the doorway of death. And then after the doorway of death, we just begin to live.
That's right. Amen.
Now we have an opportunity today. I have to do whatever we have to do to meet life beyond death. I'm going to greet to us, and I'm going to talk to us today about life beyond death. I believe with all of my heart there's a life beyond death. Somebody said, preacher, I believe that we'll just die and it'll all be over. I'm here to tell you upon the authority of God's word, whenever we go through the doorway of death, our brother will just begin to live.
That's right.
What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 24. Read some more. This is life beyond death. You hear the Savior calling for you. I under repentance today. I listen to my trial. To get you ready. To make the crossing. I listen. There is a voice. You will hear. Life beyond death.
Yep.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hear my word and believe on him that sent me has everlasting life. And shall not come unto condemnation. I bet it's passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so have he give to the Son to have life in himself, and has give him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I'm talking to you today. There is a voice that's going to speak, and it's going to speak loud to them that are dead and gone on. Everybody that is in the graves, the Bible said, will hear the voice of the Son of Man whenever he steps out on the cloud of glory. Brother, the Bible said that there would be some standing here which had never tasted of death. And then they would see with their own eyes the look of the glory of God that steps out on a cloud of glory. The apostle saw him as he went up into the heavens, and the angel stood by them, and they said, ye men of Galilee, why stand gazing into the heavens? The same Jesus that you see go into the heavens, he will come again. In like manner, I'm here to tell you upon the foundation of the apostles, as they said to them in that day, repent of your sins and be baptized, that you might have everlasting life. Boys, the Bible said here, they that have done good under the resurrection of life, they shall live. But they that done evil under the resurrection of damnation, what would they give in exchange? One more change to make things right, to come to Jesus. He said, them that come to me, I will not in no wise cast them out.
Amen.
He will not deny your name. He died on Calvary to pay for your and my sins. He died on Calvary that we might have life.
Amen.
And have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Now the Bible said, it is appointed unto man
nature itself teaches us that death is on our trail, and somewhere down the way it's going to overtake me, and I'm going to leave this world. I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I have done altogether everything that I know to do. I'm not perfect. Just forgive them. I'm not arrived, but I'm on my way. Amen. And one day I will see Jesus face to face. I don't know what you're getting out of this, but death is on the ass way.
That's right. Amen.
A man cometh to me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Brother, listen, we gain the whole world, what it would be worth to us after we have passed from this life unto death. We're just beginning to live.
That's right.
God comes into focus them that sleep in Jesus. When I die, I want to sleep in Jesus. I want us to notice today, just a little bit more reading. In Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 13th verse. Now get this. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which sleep, that they sorrow not, even as others, which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until after the coming of the Lord, I shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a sound, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the air, and meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. They were talking about the little boy, innocent, and his daddy killed him. Brother, through the doorway of death, I made him believe with all my heart upon the authority of God's word. I listen that God will bring him with them, as everyone that sleep in Jesus, and hear the voice of the Son of God calling the redeemed, which them that are made ready, listen today, them that made ready, prepared for a prepared place for them to go to, will God bring with him.
That's right. Amen.
My, I'm almost just ready to go on home.
That's right, brother.
I feel like this world is not worth staying here.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going somewhere, you can't stay here.
That's right.
We're bound for somewhere. But them that done good under the resurrection of life, I listen, will come forth. I listen to be carried up. Them that remain and live here, they will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Don't you know, Lord, if I had one more chance to bow down, you don't have to bow down on your knees. You don't even have to come to an altar. It'd be good to let you see where you are. Give your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength to Jesus. Say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to do everything that I can do the best of my ability. That may not be much. I've everything I can do. And then I'm in your hand. You do with me whatever you want to. I'll live for you the best that I can. That's what I had to do. I felt like that I was not worthy. I to be called a child of the King. Lord, I can't read. I can't do nothing. But you take me and you use me, and I will do the best I can.
Amen.
I feel like that wasn't very much. But listen, I count it a great honor to have been called to tell you to make ready. If I fail to tell you to make ready, I stay ready, I carry your cross, I listen to the end of the way, and there's a reward that's awaiting whenever we see Jesus and hear his voice, and there's a reward awaiting according to our works.
Amen.
For 40 years, I've been trying to tell people to get ready. For 40 years, it's been a great joy. There's been heartaches and trouble and sorrow. Listen, I'll say this, you ain't going to stub your toe and fall into heaven. You got to live for Jesus the best you can.
Amen.
You say, preacher, Lord, I would live for Jesus if I could sing, if I could preach. Like somebody else. The Lord didn't save you to be like somebody else. He saved you that he might mold you and do with you the work that he had cut out for you.
That's right. Amen.
I hear somebody say, well, I got saved. I done the best I could, and I went. And my mom, she heard my voice to say that I was living for Jesus, and I won my mom to the Lord. Man, if that was all he had for me to do, that would be a great work. If I could just win a loved one to the Lord. Listen, I don't know your heart. I'm coming to quote. You think about it. He was getting the apostles ready for the foundation of the apostles. Mm-hmm. He got them ready before he took his flight. After he took his flight, they had a responsibility. Mm-hmm. And we're still carrying on that responsibility today. Preaching repentance and remission of sin. You need to confess your sins toward your Father. And listen, some shouts, some fathers, some do one thing and some another. Some people I may not say nothing. I would say, well, Lord, I be merciful to me, a sinner. That's all it takes.
That's right.
You may not do like somebody else. You do what you feel like doing.
That's right.
I'm going to ask Eric to come and get a song. I want us to stand. Listen, I don't know what your situation. You might have been saved a long time. You just need to come to pray. You might feel like close to God. But you still might want to pray for some lost one. Or somebody else. It don't matter. If you feel like praying, you come and pray. As he sings, stand. Give the Lord your heart.
That's right.
Take up your cross and follow him.
Amen.
And whenever we meet him face to face, then we won't have to say, Lord, I just give me one more.
Lord chance. Knows I'm living.
You got to change today.
That's right.
For living my life.
Loved ones lost and undone. Maybe you can get the word to them, I don't know. Or they might be out there somewhere you don't even know where they're at. The Lord knows where they're at.
Yeah.
Well, may I offer you to pray for?
Yeah. Amen.
He'll shake hands with them.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You don't have to go home.
Amen.
And live a thin glory.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Would it be anybody?
Lord,
want to get right with Jesus? Take the load of sin off your heart.
Lord,
I love what's lost and undone. I've always said, I don't even pray. I put more than ever.
This little man comes to Jesus.
He wants to know that everything is all right with him.
There's a master
he's going to meet Jesus face to face.
Who died on the cross?
If you would, you want
and
to.
He